I went to the hanging of Alan Scott Johnson. The last horse he stole was mine. I never saw a man kick any harder, swinging from the end of his line. I turned to catch the eye of the judge, who was watching from the courthouse steps. He said he could have spared the man, but the crime called for death instead. Instead, I walked to the home of Alan Scott Johnson, hoping to make peace with his wife. She came to the fence with King James in her hand, and she blessed my own sweet mother's life. Called him a liar, a thief, and a cheat, with a charm only matched by his greed. She laughed as she told me I'd saved her a trip she'd been planning to shoot him that week. That week. So much to learn, even more to forget. Regret. No, not yet. I marched to the grave of Alan Scott Johnson with the aim to leave myself, to lay my shadow across that grave and put my hate to rest. I cursed the man who had done me wrong. He'd steal the silver from your teeth. Maybe I let myself get robbed. That's a secret we both need to keep. For keeps. So much to learn, even more to forget. Too soon forgive, soon to regret. No, not yet. Standing there as plain as you and me. From the foot of my bed he demanded my thanks for showing how my own greed made me weak. So I sat up before him, rubbed sleep from my eyes as he waited for me to speak. I just smiled at that dead son of a bitch, rolled over, went back to sleep.